Okay, so what you can do now is take a moment to ensure you're comfortably sitting down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while, or you can take a moment to even lie down if you like. And you really don't have to do anything. Don't have to do anything at all for the next while, because all I'm going to be doing is asking you to direct your attention in certain ways. And you can notice certain changes in your experience, perhaps, as you begin to focus a little inward. And it's going to be really interesting to see how deeply you go this time of listening. It may be that you just dip your toe in this time, just go lightly into hypnosis, or maybe you'll go really deeply. Or just quite deep this time. Maybe your unconscious mind will manifest to you all the amazing phenomena of trance. But it's really not important to go deeply into trance this time. You can just listen and wonder about what the words mean and why they're there. Or you can forget the words entirely and they can be in the background. And this session will help you to start getting in touch with that part of you that you may have forgotten is there. The part of you which was pure awareness before you even learned to speak. The pure awareness that could absorb the patterns of tree leaves against a blue sky with an incredible amount of inherited wisdom, without any learned limitations. And when you looked at that leaf, you didn't know what it was. It was just an infinitely absorbing and fascinating thing that somehow spoke to that deep part of you in a language without words. And even today, as an adult, you occasionally experience that part of yourself when you become absorbed in a dream, an experience created entirely by yourself, but at the same time, something you live through as an observer. Wonderfully creative part of you. Gets engaged when all worry and concern melt away and you're totally absorbed in what you're doing. The part's in control and things are working more beautifully than you could consciously imagine. And your unconscious mind can do what it likes. It can think right now, it can wonder, can criticize, or drift away and not listen. Whatever it likes, because I'm talking to the deep you now, the real you, the original you, talking to your unconscious mind. And the art of learning how to go into a deep, beautiful trance, to know how to unhook the conscious mind from the process for a while. Just being able to let it happen. When you learn that, when you really learn it, then you've learned not just how to go into hypnosis, but you've learned how to unhook your conscious mind from anything for a while. Anything where it would be more appropriate, more effective, more successful to let your unconscious mind take over. Just allowing yourself to relax gently deeper because your unconscious mind knows how to do that. Learning little by little, here and now, how to allow yourself to relax. Whether you pay conscious attention to my words as you begin to relax beautifully, or whether your conscious mind seems to drift off to other thoughts or ideas really doesn't matter. Because a part of you will be listening. Even when you have forgotten to be aware of my words, and you could just take a little time to direct your awareness towards your breathing and follow your breath with your mind. In and out, like a sun-warmed sea coming in and out, washing over glittering sand of a faraway beach, perhaps. Or you can just listen to the sound of your breathing as you begin to notice a certain warmth or comfort in your hands. And you could even imagine the air just around those hands starting to relax a little more now. And you could even just notice which hand is a little lighter than the other, whether the left is left with more lightness, or the right hand is right to be lighter. And if they haven't already, those eyes can begin to close, because it's curious to wonder just what you might be hypnotically able to experience, your potential, maybe this time, maybe some other time, because it's amazing to know that your subconscious mind knows more about you than you do. The part of you that does all those amazing things the conscious mind doesn't even know how to do. And it's that part of you I'm talking to right now. The part that knows how to mend the body on a cellular level and recognize and recollect and reconnect with all kinds of things the conscious mind just can't do. Whether you know it or not, consciously, I'm talking to the part of you that can do amazing things, things you don't even know about yet. Not just relax deeply now, or drift into a deep, beautiful and restful sleep deeply. Amazing how when I learned about hypnosis, it was like finding a room in a house that I thought was such a familiar place. The kind of normal looking house you might find anywhere, with a pretty average front door and a few bedrooms and small back garden. And I just didn't know that within that house lay an endless, magical place, undiscovered part, a hidden place, a new doorway. But it wasn't just another room, doorway of discovery, to my amazement, led to a whole new place in human experience, full of possibility and wonder and amazement at what people can do, where you could be helped so powerfully and naturally. I'd lived 27 years without having properly experienced hypnosis for myself. And yet this enchanted place in the mind had been there all the time. I discovered this doorway one day, the familiar way people were and the way I thought I was changed forever for me. And you might really wonder what relaxed and yet building curiosity feels like. A building sense of you just have to find out, you just have to know and discover. Where in your body might you feel a real curiosity? A warm buzz in your hands, perhaps? Or a bright, healthy glow in your stomach? A glow of expectation? And your mind knows what a door might look like inside a door frame, what color it might be, type of wood or material. And for 2 or 3 seconds, as you relax so deeply now, even just see a doorway in your mind for a split second. And I really don't know what that doorway might look like, color it is. And in a moment, when you get the sense of going through that doorway, discovering a delicious taste of possibility from the magical kingdom of hypnosis. And in a dream, if you were to put your hand on a doorknob to open the door into a new part of life, in that dream, it would almost feel for real, as if you can actually feel for a moment that doorway in your hand, the doorknob in your hand, such as the power of your unconscious mind to replicate reality. When you dream deeply in sleep, and as you hold doorknob and turn it, push just a little. With all the possibilities of hypnosis to transform your life, to gain incredible confidence in inner and outer strength, to control and alter the workings of the body, to ease and comfort and inspire and create and focus the mind in new ways. And as you step through the doorway now, notice the colors as you tread into this magical kingdom. Colors, some of the sounds perhaps, the light on beautiful landscapes, like a warm, encouraging breeze on the skin of your face, a beautiful summer's day. And deep within your mind, a wind of change and new beginnings. The ground of this place beneath your feet, being immersed in it, colors and sounds once you begin to discover hypnosis in your life. Seeing how you'll use it for yourself and others. Learning and absorbing new knowledge on such a deep level. And just notice what drifts into mind now. How this new dimension of understanding is going to transform your life. Just get an intimation of that now. Maybe in images or sounds or sensations in the mind. And I'm reminded of the man who, many years ago, during the years when diamonds were first being discovered in Africa, a farmer who was intrigued by the promise of great wealth. Only one thing stood in his way before he could set off on his search for the diamonds that would make him a wealthy man. After many months of negotiating, at last the deal was done and he was free. Free to pursue his dream. He sold his farm, set off on his travels, and the search was long and painful. Trekking mile after weary mile across deserts and plains, through jungles and mountain passes, the farmer searched for the elusive diamonds, having sold his farm and left that behind, but none could be found. And finally, penniless and sick and utterly depressed, he gave up hope completely, and he leaves our story here. Back on the farm that he'd sold and left all that time ago, the man who bought the farm carefully tilled the land, looking after it and tending it as it should be. And then one day, the new owner of the farm, as he was planting a crop, came across a strange-looking stone. He picked it up and the weight in his hand, carrying it to the farmhouse. He washed the mud off it and placed it on the mantel in the light that shone through it, and he realized in an instant it was a huge diamond, the first of many to be found on that farm. And I tell you this story because it's so easy to become disconnected from the amazingness of who you really are. And millions of people don't go through the doorway inside in that way. The potential of all humans, that potential within you to learn and do and have things you didn't know you can have. And within the magic part of the mind, the hypnotic mind, the creative powerhouse, you can change all kinds of processes. You can observe yourself from future times doing something wonderful you didn't know you'd ever be able to do. You can try new ways of being out for size and change some of the things about yourself that no longer serve you. And as those new ideas and concepts sink into your mind, then for now you can just begin to return to the everyday, back through that doorway, to begin to direct your attention again down into the toes and just start to wiggle the toes and fingers perhaps. And you can just get the sense of traveling back or having traveled back through doorway in your mind, knowing there is a type of magic within you, a place you can revisit, and each time you do that, it can be more powerful, more refreshing, more vivid, and much more rewarding. And as you become more aware of any sounds around, perhaps, and the sensations of whatever is supporting you there, perhaps a chair or maybe you're lying down somewhere, you can just come fully back feeling rested and alert and open your eyes and come back to the room.